Bro. Welcome back to another episode of When the Bell Tolls with Big Cuz. This is your host, Big Cuz. In today's episode, I'll be delivering some of my wrestling hot takes, my honest opinions on the wrestling business, and I'm not going to be company exclusive. Just going to share my thoughts. We'll start off with Forbidden Door is a massive pay-per-view for the world. AEW, New Japan, huge show. It needs more than a week and a half build-up. I mean, going into Dynamite on Wednesday, we only had 4 matches announced. And one of them wasn't even fully confirmed. MJF and Tanahashi was not officially confirmed until Wednesday. So going to Dynamite, we had 3 matches. Leave Dynamite, we've got about 9 matches now. So, I mean, you're looking 4 days true build-up for a pay-per-view. That's crazy to me. That'd be like WWE doing the Survivor Series. Sorry, I got tongue-tied. And wait until Raw and SmackDown going, you know what? Yeah, here's a couple matches. That's it. We're done. It needs a bigger build-up. It would feel like a bigger show if it had a true build-up. Now, yes, we just had Double or Nothing a month ago. But you should start immediately the next week doing build-up for Forbidden Door. But, I mean, it is what it is. It works. I know All In's coming up, and that's another huge pay-per-view, but you want Forbidden Door to feel like a massive event? Bill it as a massive event. Have much more build-up than 2 weeks. Next up, let's go to WWE. When Solo Sikoa turns on Roman, it will be bigger than when the Usos turned on Roman. Solo has been the one that has stood by his side the entire time. Never truly, really ever publicly acknowledged him, hasn't said the words, has hinted at turning, but always stands by Roman. When Solo turns, it'll be a bigger pop than when the Usos turned. And Solo is a hard worker, but when he turns on Roman, it'll be bigger. LA Knight needs to win Money in the Bank. I mean, this is the first time where there's no former world champions in this match. Logan Paul is going to do some crazy shit, and it's going to be entertaining. Probably with Santos Escobar or Ricochet. But LA Knight he's got to be the favorite to win. He's got to be Mr. Money in the Bank. And him, you know, teasing cash in on Rollins, Gunther, Theory, Roman, that's going to be good. Yeah. It's going to be great. Because of his character, he can entertain the crowd. You heard the pop on Monday when he came out. It was huge. Now let's go back and think a little bit about, we've got to have bigger build-ups for shows. And I'm talking about WWE and AEW. Like I said, Forbidden Door, we just had a match announced last night on Rampage. Tom Lawler and Adam Cole. 2 days before a show, we announced a new match. It's happening on the card, by the way. WWE does this too. They throw matches up on, you know, pay-per-view on Saturday. They throw it up on Friday evening. They make one up on SmackDown. You can't do this crap. You want a match to feel important? It needs more than a, you know, 48-hour build. That'd be like giving, you know, all right, let's go Gunther. And you know what? Let's see. He's going to face Baron Corbin. Oh, about 20 minutes down the road. Yeah, there's no build for it. There's no time to build storylines. And currently, that's what a little bit of both companies struggle with. They honestly do. They struggle with that. And I hope it's going to improve, but we'll see. One of my last, you know, opinions, Moose announced this week that he re-signed with Impact. I think that's the best thing for him. Would I love to see Moose in AEW or WWE? Absolutely. Do I think he would work? I don't know. I think right now Impact needs their workhorse, which is Moose. It is. It's great. Moose re-signing with Impact was a massive thing. They've lost a lot of stars over the years. James Storm, Styles, Bobby Roode, the Hardys, Sting, because they didn't want to re-sign them. You can't lose Moose, too. Because, honestly, you take away, you know, Bully Ray right now. You've got Steve Macklin, Sammy Callahan. You are where you were, you know, 4 years ago. Moose needs to be the main star, the biggest star on that company. Just saying. Let's go. You know, I'm going to throw this last one in here. The unification of the women's tag titles was interesting. Fire and Dawn, Rousey, Baszler put on a great match. The right team won with Rousey and Baszler. But I'll tell you this. It's not the last you're going to hear of Fire and Dawn as a tag team. And whichever women's tag team dethrones Ronda and Shayna will be instantly made as a star team. Is it going to be Raquel and Liv? Who knows? Will it be Fire and Dawn down the road? Who knows? Is there a chance the Iconics come back? Possibly. We don't know. But whoever beats Rousey and Baszler is going to be a star team off the bat just because of that pinfall. So, Forbidden Door. It was rumored that, you know, Mercedes was going to be there. She's in Willow Nightingale's got her spot now, fighting Toni Storm. You tell me that match was not made for Mercedes. You tell me that match was not made for Mercedes. Unfortunately, she did break her ankle. But at the same time, I'm telling you, she will be at Forbidden Door. She will make an appearance. And it'll be announced that she is All Elite. I think it's the best thing for her. You want to make a big name for yourself? Go do it there. They need a true female megastar. Because they don't have one. And that's including Britt Baker and Statlander and Thunder Rosa. And they don't have a true female megastar at all. Mercedes would be that star for them. As much as I've never been a Mercedes Sasha Banks fan, she would be that star for them. So, this has been our first episode in about a month. And I just want to thank you all for tuning in and listening to me ramble about my honest thoughts on the wrestling world. And whether you agree with them or not, thanks for listening. Some of them might be complete and utter bullshit. Some of them are honestly how I feel about the company. So, thanks again for listening and supporting us. And remember, when the bell tolls, the match is over.